Namo Amida Butsu, Happy New Year, and good morning. At the start of this new year, I have a deep aspiration for all of humankind that in 2013, we, Buddhists and non-Buddhists alike, will become a little more conscious about the preciousness of all life and compassion. My reason for saying this is based on the reflection of last year, especially the latter half of the year, as we experienced so much violence and unexpected death, as with the Wisconsin Sikh temple killings and Sandy Hook incident in Connecticut. As Buddhists, we are reminded that people tend to move in the direction of their thoughts, and thus how important our minds are. Although granted, there are times when our actions differ from our thoughts. But to be sure, if something is in our minds, there is a higher probability that it becomes a reality. Our Buddhist teachings have always emphasized the preciousness of all life. All living things have inochi, or a life force common to it. If we can begin to understand this inochi we all have in common, and its significance, we begin to see others differently, and it will help us to see more clearly the value and equality of life, and then we will be able to show more respect towards all life. If we're able to show more respect, then perhaps there would be less killings. However, we live in a samsaric world, not a perfect world, one in which tragic, sad, and unthinkable things do happen. When they do, our Buddhist teachings based on wisdom and especially compassion asks us to condemn the act, but not the person. People commit whatever actions they do because of causes and conditions. Thus, what becomes important is to address the causes and conditions that led to an occurrence or happening, and not only focus on the person. Please do not get me wrong. We each are responsible for our actions, and we must bear the consequences of our actions. But at the same time, Buddhism asks us to have compassion for others. I believe there is a distinction between being nice and compassionate. Being compassionate is not dependent on another's good actions in order for it to be extended or reciprocated. Compassion does not separate itself from another, no matter who that other is. This is the nature of true compassion. For us Jodo Shin Buddhists, the greatest example of compassion is Amida Buddha. Amida Buddha does not only save the noble, able, virtuous, and good, but reaches out to all equally. Amida Buddha does not condemn a person who does a negative deed or action. From the standpoint of great compassion, all are to be saved. Thus, I'm sure that when Buddhists around the world heard about the Sandy Hook incident and began to express their sadness and condolences, the thoughts of loving kindness expressed or sent out included Adam Lanza, who committed that unthinkable act that led to the death of so many innocent young lives. And the focus becomes, what can I do to help improve our society? The view is not about how others must change, but how do we change together? To conclude in this way, Buddhist teachings, Dharma, tries to foster a sense of oneness, togetherness, interconnectedness, and attempts to transform even a negative experience into a meaningful one. As we come to know the universal aspiration of Amida Buddha to save all, may we respond to Amida Buddha's great wisdom and compassion by embracing the Buddha's aspiration for the peace and happiness of all life, and try to live a life guided by the Dharma. Let us in this new year take to heart our slogan and theme for 2013, Path of Entrusting, Live the Teachings. Namo Amida Butsu, Namanda Butsu, Namanda.